I'm going to call the meeting to order, the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. I'd like to welcome all the committee members and thank you for being timely for the meeting. Today's date is October 30th, 2017. The time is 8:30 a.m. I think Janice has the recording on, do you not? Okay, we are being recorded, and this time I'm going to ask Jerry to take roll.
Senator John Coghill. Senator Dennis Egan.
Present.
Representative David Eastman.
Present.
Representative Chris Tuck is not present. Member Skip Cook.
Here.
Member Connor Thomas.
Here.
Member Joyce Anderson.
Here.
Member Jeff Batcher indicated that she was going to be absent today, excuse me. Member Lee Holmes.
Here.
With that, we have a quorum to conduct business today, Chair Thomas.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. I would ask if there's anyone online for the meeting other than the members of the committee who've identified themselves. Hearing none, the record should reflect that Representative Tuck just entered the meeting. So we're staffed up here in Anchorage in terms of the committee members. The notes that I have reflected that Dan Wayne from LA Legal will be attending telephonically. Is that correct, Jerry?
Yes, he should be joining us for the executive session portion.
Okay, thank you. Any others that will be attending that we're aware of?
Yes, we'll have a number of people that will be either calling in or coming to part of the executive session part to give comment or to answer questions from the committee.
Okay.
And so we'll just have to notify them when we get to their portion of the meeting.
Okay, thank you for that. Of course, Janice Stewart, the administrative assistant, is here. Jerry Henderson, as you're all aware, administrator is here. As for those of you on the phone, actually for all members of the committee, I would ask that you identify yourself each time you speak for the benefit of the individuals that either are on the phone or not on the phone. Plus, I think it helps keep a better record. There's a fairly full agenda for the committee. I expect that the meeting for the full committee will last about 4 hours. It appears that most of that's going to be an executive session to consider matters that need to be considered in executive session. The Senate subcommittee meeting is scheduled to start at 12:30 in this room, followed by a House subcommittee meeting scheduled to start at 1:30 in this room. The first item is approval of the agenda. I would ask if there are any suggested changes or additions to the agenda, then followed by a motion to approve. Hearing no suggestions regarding additions or changes to the agenda, I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion made by Skip Cook. Unless there are any objections, hearing none, the agenda is approved. The next item is approval of the minutes. The first set of minutes is the minutes of the full committee on August 16, 2017. I would ask for a motion to approve the minutes. So moved. Any suggestions for changes, modifications? Any objections to approval of the minutes of August 16, 2017? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. The minutes are approved for the full committee meeting of August 16, 2017. The next set of minutes, minutes from the Senate subcommittee meeting, same date, August 16, 2017. I ask for a motion to approve. So moved. Moved by Lee Holmes. Any objections, suggestions for revisions, modifications? Hearing none, minutes from the Senate subcommittee meeting of August 16th, 2017 are hereby approved. Next set of minutes are the minutes from the House from dated August 16th, 2017. Once again, would ask for a motion to approve. Lee Holmes. So moved. Moved by Lee Holmes. Any suggestion for modifications, changes? Any objections? Hearing none, the minutes for the House Subcommittee on August 16, 2017 are hereby approved. For those of you that are on the telephone, the concert room that we happen to be in is very small, and so it's easy to bump into things. So that's the noise you just heard.
Sure.
And my understanding is that that Dan Wayne is just going to telephonically. Can you hear us, Dan?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for joining us. The next item on the agenda concerns is public comment. I would ask if there's anyone who wishes to speak to the committee. I will say that as we sit here in Anchorage, I don't see anybody in the room that would that appears to be waiting to speak to the committee. And unless there's somebody telephonically, it does not appear that there's any members of the public who are here to speak to the committee. The next item is item 5, which is the chair staff report. I'll turn this over to Jerry. It appears that this is directed towards the COGL conference.
All right. And just a reminder to the committee members that the COGL conference is December 3rd through the 6th in Toronto, Canada this year. Skip Cook and Lee Holmes have signed up to go to this conference. The early registration deadline is tomorrow, October 31st. If anyone else has made the decision that they wish to go, they should contact me so we can get that put into place. Any questions about the COGL conference? I think that all committee members got that information on that conference. And like I said, we have two members that are going that we've made arrangements for already. Other than that, that's the only item that I wish to mention concerning the COGL conference.
Okay, and I would just say that I did attend last year, and it is especially for people that are committed, it's a very well put on conference, and I think it's helpful to anybody that's active with the committee. The next item is concerns the executive session. I would entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss matters which by law must remain confidential under AS 2460-160, as well as the Uniform Rule 22B regarding executive sessions and rules of procedure, Section 5. Executive sessions and discussion of all matters, the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a governmental unit, discussion of subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation and character of a person. That's not necessarily what's going to happen in this particular executive session, but those are the rules. So I would entertain a motion to move into executive session. Any objection? Hearing none, so it'll take us a few minutes to secure the phone line and
that are online, please identify themselves.
Dan Wayne.
Dennis Egan.
All right.
Thank you. We're actually might have gone on just a little bit premature. We're waiting on Representative Chuck, so give us a minute to come here, and then we'll move forward with the public session. I would hope for the record, though, we're back in public session. The time is 12:45, roughly on October 30th, 2017. We're still here waiting on Representative Tuck, so since he's here, we'll call it the vote. Okay, he's back. We're ready to move forward. The first matter before the committee is a formal advisory opinion, AO 1702. There'll be a roll call vote to concur or not concur with the draft opinion as amended. Question. Addressed in the advisory opinion is whether a legislator or a caucus may use legislative office funds to pool office funds for social media ads. Once again, to vote to concur or not concur with the revised language as discussed in executive session. So a vote of yes will be to vote to concur with the draft opinion as revised. A vote of no will be to not concur with the draft opinion. So I'm going to ask Jerry to call.
Member Lee Holmes.
Yes.
Senator John Coghill. I'll show Senator Coghill as absent. Senator Dennis Egan.
Yes.
Representative David Eastman.
No.
Representative Chris Tuck.
Yes.
Member Skip Cook.
Yes.
Member Connor Thomas.
Yes.
Member Joyce Anderson.
Yes.
That passes with a vote of 6-1 regarding that advisory opinion 1702.
Thank you. Our next matter is the formal advisory opinion 1703. That is whether the legislator may purchase social media ads to target Alaskans outside the district of the legislator or purchase social media ads as part of a caucus for the same purpose. So once again, there will be a roll call vote to concur or not concur with the draft opinion as revised in the executive session. A vote of yes will be a vote to concur with the draft opinion. A vote of no will be not to concur. Here, if you call the roll, please.
Senator John Coghill, I'm going to show his absence. Senator Dennis Egan.
Yes.
Representative David Eastman.
No.
Representative Chris Tuck.
Yes.
Member Skip Cook.
Yes.
Member Connor Thomas.
Yes.
Member Joyce Anderson.
Yes.
Member Lee Holmes.
Yes.
With a vote of 6-1, I'm showing that advisory opinion AO 1703 passes.
Thank you. The next is advisory opinion 1704. Advises whether a legislator may use office allowance account funds to sponsor or underwrite a radio program. Once again, roll call vote to concur or not concur with the revised draft opinion as revised in the executive session. Vote of yes will be a vote to concur with the draft revised opinion. A vote of no will be not to concur. Gary, you call it all, please.
Representative David Eastman.
No.
Representative Chris Tuck.
Yes.
Member Skip Cook.
Yes.
Member Connor Thomas.
Yes.
Member Joyce Anderson.
Yes.
Member Lee Holmes.
Yes.
Showing Senator John Coghill absent. Senator Dennis Egan.
Yes.
Showing that passes AO 1704 with a vote of 6-1 by the Ethics School Committee.
Okay, and thank you all so much for your comments and consideration, thoughtful consideration with respect to these opinions. What will happen is that they'll be revised based upon the discussions that occurred in executive session, will be submitted to committee members for review prior to final adoption and publication. The next member on the agenda is item 9, other business. Gary, is there any other business?
Would only be with regard to our next meeting. Traditionally, we've had a meeting in January in Juneau during the first week of session, or just that the first week in session. We have a few matters that still the committee has to deal with, including a mention of another advisory opinion that we have not gotten back from Ledge Legal. And I guess I'm asking the committee if we believe that that telephonic meeting we should be looking at, or should we be looking at just the regular meeting in January for discussion?
Why wouldn't we have a regular meeting in January?
Well, I think we would. It's just a matter of whether we have a telephonic meeting on those advisory opinions before. One of the discussion that we had was with a person who said that they would not waive the 60-day, that the guideline with regard to advisory opinions, whether the committee wishes to schedule one before the January meeting is the issue that I wanted to bring before the committee.
So we have the request for advisory opinion 1705.
We do not have it from Ledge Legal yet, and I believe Dan Wayne is still drafting on that.
And when will the 60 days be up?
December 24th.
So is there any other option than to have a telephone meeting?
Other than a telephonic meeting?
Right.
Well, we could have an in-person meeting.
Is there any other option than having another meeting?
Well, no. Traditionally, that's been a guideline of the committee and not a – there's no statutory penalty that I'm aware of if we do not complete it in 60 days. But
I guess my thought would be it's going to be very difficult to get people together in January. My experience – and we can ask Representative Ethan what he thinks, but it's a lot easier to discuss these things in person than on the phone.
I am absolutely in favor of in person. I know we try to make the telephones work, but in person is definitely preferable. My thoughts would be there's generally a few days before session starts when things aren't really hectic. That might be a great time to get folks together here in Juneau.
Any other thoughts from committee members?
I'm open to doing something like December 8th, which after the OJO conference.
Yeah, this is Dennis. I really don't want to travel to Anchorage. I mean, I'm stuck here because of what's going on in the special session. I'm the only minority person here, and things are still fluid, and I want to be around. I'm still attuned to doing it telephonically. I think that we can technically do this much better than doing what we're doing today and taking all this time to switch back to public and executive. In past meetings like this, it's always been very quick. I don't know why it's taking so long this time, but I think we ought to do it in January if we can do it, or November.
How
end up the deadline?
Just asking, I guess we can't talk about the content of the executive session, but is the subject matter of the request we have such that we should really try to keep it within the 60-day period, or is it something that reasonably wait?
I would not want to speculate on that at this point in time, I guess would be the position I'd take. And I don't think I want to discuss details of it in the public session.
However, according to the statute, it says the 60-day period for issuing an opinion may be extended by the committee if the person requesting the opinion consents.
And that's what we heard today was that you were not
right. So I think we need to have a teleconference meeting if that's the best route to go than having an in-person one and just deal with this particular
issue. We're stuck with the 60 days and
yeah.
Time of choice.
I concur.
Do we know when we're going to get the draft opinion or the draft?
Perhaps Dan Wayne would like to comment on that.
I'm here. I've been listening to the discussion.
I received the request in the middle of last week. One of the factors is in drafting any opinion is that it's looked at by several people in my office before it goes out. And they don't just look at it. You know, they go through it and try to make sure it's as good as it can be. And it can be kind of a prolonged process. I have good reason to think that this one might go more quickly because of the nature of it, but I've been wrong before in predicting how my colleagues might view an issue. They might say, well, this isn't a simple issue. And we go back and forth and go through our own process. So the drafts that you looked at today were the product of a collaboration by a lot of people.
Well, it sounds like that we're going to need to try to set a meeting, so then the question would be when will people be available?
In the packet that you received, you should have a calendar. You have a 2018 calendar.
Okay, we're talking about.
And we have a 2017 that we can distribute.
This on my phone.
Well, if we wanted to get Lex legal as much time as possible without really running into the holiday, you know, we might be looking at the week of December 10th or early in the week B, 17th.
Well, when is cold?
That is from the third through the sixth.
And I'm actually out of the country from probably the 5th through the 20th. But you don't need me.
Well, how about the 21st?
Well, what about the week before the 1st of December, the last week in November? Because Thanksgiving actually falls on the 23rd, so the week of the 27th is post-holiday.
27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, the first part. And I would be calling in on that one.
So any date should work. I do know that I will be either in Naknek or Eielson on the 11th through the 14th of December. That's part of
I think holiday makes it a lot easier.
Right.
Just have to, you know, give yourself an hour and a half or an hour.
Right.
If we're looking at the week of the 27th, is any of those dates?
I'm okay with those dates. I would think a little
until 1 or 2. Okay.
Yeah, a little after. Not Monday necessarily. Better would be my suggestion.
Any of those dates work.
The 28th, and we set them on November 28th. Does anyone have a conflict representing Eastman or Senator Egan?
No, November 28th is good for Senator Egan.
That would be a telephonic representative Eastman.
I think that should work for me, Jerry.
And now the next question is time. Anybody time constricted? 10 o'clock?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me.
10 a.m. Yep. Then on November 28th.
Okay. That's done. The next item then is the January meeting. Session starts on the 15th, is that right, here? 16th? Okay, so 15th is Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah. Should we allow for maybe an hour and a half hours or an hour and a half for that advice to begin with enough?
What do you think, Gary? I mean, 2 hours, 10 to 10?
That, and we have a carryover item that we could pick up at that same time. That was in our packet.
Oh.
The interns. Yeah, I didn't want to mention it by subject since we're back in public session.
Well,
okay.
It's not going to take longer than 2 hours. I mean, I don't think we should.
No.
Okay. Both of them together.
Right. I would have both of them in the packet, depending on how long it ran. We may have to carry over the second item.
Okay.
All right. So we're coming in at the first end as well.
All right. And historically, do you know we've gone right at the start of the session? Is that right?
The first week, somewhere between the 16th and the 23rd.
Yeah.
If we met on Thursday, or the 23rd, because after Tuesday, our four sessions are Wednesday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so a Thursday or a Tuesday would be great. That Thursday, typically, I'm trying to think when the governor's state is. I think it's the following Thursday after that. So I think 18th or the 23rd, I think, are best.
Where's your training?
Well, I thought you would coordinate the training around the meeting. So depending on when you do the meeting, I'll do the training for the new employees around that.
Oh, that would be 18th then.
Representative Eastman, the 18th of January?
Well, you know, I can say at the moment it looks clear, but I do expect that there's going to be another number of other committees that start meeting at that point. My preference would be that we meet, you know, just before the session starts.
Okay. And Senator Egan?
Yeah, I sort of agree with David. We're going to have a whole lot of meetings after the 16th.
Back to you, Representative Cutch, on the maybe the 11th
or 12th. And what would that be?
In Juneau.
That's the 12th.
That's the 16th.
On the 16th,
Representative Cutch.
So I prefer ending on Friday.
Parkland and then Fairbanks on the 11th, 8th through the 11th of January, with nothing showing on the 12th. So you can do that.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Senator Egan on the January 12th?
I'm fine.
Representative Eastman on the 12th?
That sounds good.
Beginning at 8:30? And we would have the all three committees full Senate and House as needed. Probably running throughout the course of that day. Very good. Thank you, Ben. I think we're down to a motion to adjourn now.
Is there anything else? Okay, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, the meeting is now adjourned. The school committee on the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. The time is 8 minutes after 1 o'clock on October 30, 2017. Thank you all so much for your thoughtful participation. Good to go. Thank you so much. This is the Senate Subcommittee on the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. I'll call the meeting to order. Today's date is October 30, 2017. The time is 1:15. I do apologize for the delay in the beginning of the committee. I'd ask you to take roll, please.
Senator Bennett Egan.
Present.
Senator John Coghill, showing Senator Coghill as absent. Member Skip Cook.
Here.
Member Connor Thomas.
Here.
Member Lee Holmes.
Here.
Showing Member Deb Fancher as absent, and showing Member Joyce Anderson has just stepped out of the conference, but we'll be back and we'll note her attendance when she returns. But with three public members and one legislative member, we have a quorum to conduct the Senate subcommittee.
Thank you, Jerry. I would The first item is approval of the agenda. I'd ask if there are any changes or additions to the agenda. Seeing no comments, I would ask for a motion to approve the agenda. So moved. Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. The next item is public comment. Is there anyone who wishes to speak to the subcommittee? There does not appear to be anyone here. I'm not aware of anybody on the telephone. Seeing nobody, we'll move on from the public comment section. The next item is I'd entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss matters which by law must remain confidential.
So moved.
We're going to move into executive session. What we've learned last time is it does take a few minutes to actually secure the phone line, so we will do that and then notify the people that are participating in the executive session when we're ready to proceed.
Good.
Okay, we've just come out of executive session of the Senate subcommittee for the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. The time is 2:15 on October 30, 2017. I would ask if there's any other business before the committee. Seeing none, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
The subcommittee meeting is adjourned 2:15, October 30, 2017. Thank you all so much for your participation and thoughtful comments. We are adjourned.
House Subcommittee of the Legislative Ethics Committee. We'll call this meeting to order at Monday, October 30th at 2:30 p.m. And ask Jerry to take a roll.
Member Skip Cook.
Here.
Member Connor Thomas, absent. Member Joyce Anderson.
Here.
Member Dick Fancher showing as absent. Member Lee Holmes.
Here.
Representative David Eastman.
Present.
Representative Chris Tuck.
Here.
With that, we have three public members, two legislative members. We have a quorum to conduct business.
All right. Thank you. The first item of business is approval of the agenda. Are there any changes or additions to be made to the agenda? If not, I'll ask for motion to approve.
So moved.
Any objection? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. The next item is public comment, and I will ask if there's anyone who wishes to speak to the subcommittee, and if so, would they please identify themselves? Hearing none, I know there's been some effort to make contact with somebody who's requested to appear, is that correct?
Yes, and we have that in, and if it becomes aware to us that they have called in, we'll let you know from the ethics staff, even if it's during an executive session where perhaps we could accommodate that.
All right. Before we move into executive session, let me just remind you that in accordance with the executive session, attendance executive session will be limited to members of the committee and to the executive personnel as determined by the committee. In case of discussion, investigation, data gathering, interviews, deliberations, or decisions, decision-making on complaints prior to probable cause determination, neither the subject of the complaint nor any legislator not on the appropriate subcommittee shall be allowed in the executive session. So I need to ask, as we go into executive session, if there's any objection to staff, Jerry and Janice remaining. Hearing none, I think we're ready for a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Any objection? Hearing none, we'll go off the record for a moment until we are secured. And signs on the door. All right, we are back in public session. If you don't have any other items to bring before the public session, unless there's anything else, I would entertain a motion.
Have we heard from the person that we were contacting about the public comment? All right.
All right.
I believe there's a competing committee taking place at this very moment.
Thank you for that information, Representative.
All right. And if there's nothing further, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Any objections? If not, thank you, everybody. I think we're done with our committee work for the day.